Thanks to Goddings, Kubota's platinum excavator dealer, Adrian and Amanda Williams and the team, Western Highway out at Rockbank. Great supporters of the Wash Up. Great result yesterday afternoon for the Barn Heads Football Club into their first grand final in 25 years with an 18-4-1-12-7-7-49 victory over Motawarri. One of the stars of the afternoon for the Seagulls was Damien Horbury. Kicked three goals among their best players. Been good enough to join us. Damien, firstly, congratulations. What a wonderful, well, I suppose, culmination, hopefully, to your first year at the club. You must be extremely delighted to know you're playing off for the big one in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's just pleasing to know that we're there and we've got the week off to freshen up and, yeah, really prepare well for it, I suppose, and know that there's three teams that we could play against. And, yeah, it's in our hands now, I suppose.
You've played footy, obviously, up in the Ballarat region. When you were looking to come down this way, what attracted you to Barwon Heads? And, I suppose, did they sell the dream that they were close to challenging?
Well, I'm teaching at Ocean Grove Primary, so it's sort of, you know, 2 minutes down the road. But I knew Mitch Herbison before I came down from Ballarat Uni, and my fellow teammate from Redan, Mitch Phelps, had also signed on. So it was kind of a no-brainer just to sign on there because I knew a few people as well. So, yeah, it's worked out really well. I'm really happy with it. Yeah, no complaints.
Talk to us about yesterday. You're able to jump them, and I think that was crucial, especially after what they did to you in round 7-8.
Yeah, it was. We knew they were going to come out pretty strong, and after they got the wood over us on round 17, we knew they were going to be, you know, really tight and contested at the footy, and if we could break them early, then, well, not break them, but get the runs on the board early, that would be hard to reel in. And, we sort of got that five-goal break, and it was hard for them to get back at us. And then, probably the last quarter, we sort of kicked away there, and the scoreboard probably flattened us a little bit. But, it was a good win in the end. We knew they were going to come out hard and be physically, hard at the footy.
Yep. Talk to us about your co-coach, Mitch Herbison, and his performance. He didn't play in round 17, back into the side, obviously, in round 18, and then last week, kicked six goals. He can do it all, can't he? Either in the midfield or up forward, he's really a talisman for you.
Oh, yeah, he's unbelievable. But as you said, he can do it. He can play anywhere, really. Like, in the midfield, he's winning clearances and linking up through the middle, but down forward, he's just got an unbelievable pair of jukes. And, kicked really straight yesterday, which was sort of the whole team did. We were 18-4, I think it was, at the end of the game. And normally we're either 50-50 or we've kicked more points than we have goals. So I think that was a really big thing for us yesterday in terms of our win. So, yeah, he kicked straight and, yeah, juked everything that came his way. He's just, he's unbelievable. It's nice to play down forward with him because you sort of, they worry about Mitch a lot. And then, yeah, we sort of got forgot about, which was good.
Yep. Mark Corrigan kicked a goal. Talk to us about just his, I suppose, presence and what that does for others, knowing the experience he's had at both VFL and GFL level.
Yeah, he's. I was talking to Mitch Phelps on the bench yesterday, and you stand a bit taller when he's there just because of his physical presence. Yesterday, he hit some of the contests unbelievably hard, and you could hear it from 50 metres away, him bodies hitting, and same deal, same as Herbs. It takes a good defender away from the rest of the forward line, so it's it helps us out a lot. And obviously he's a super player, so someone of his caliber to get him, you want him out in the park all the time. So yeah, we're very lucky to be able to have his services and get him to qualify. Yeah.
How do you approach the next 2 weeks? Do you approach it similarly to the last fortnight? I know you had a really good hit out last Saturday in your Saturday off. Is that sort of similar what Mitch and Bobby have got planned for you over the next couple of weeks to get yourselves ready?
Yeah, look, I think this week because it was such a sort of a warm day and a bit of a bruising encounter Saturday, I think we'll have a fairly not light session, but taper it back a little bit, and then Thursday and Saturday, keep it pretty similar to what we did last week and get a bit more run in the legs, and head into the second week really fresh and ready to go and get two real good nights on the track and just sharpen up the skills and just exciting, I suppose, just get the buzz around the group and. There's a lot of guys there that haven't played in a grand final, let alone final. So just get that buzz up around the club and, get a really good atmosphere happening, I think.
Yeah, it's one of the feel-good stories of the year, 25 years since the last premiership and the last grand final for Barwon Heads, and you're going to play a key role in it, Damien. Really appreciate your time. Well done on the win yesterday, and can't wait for Drysdale in a couple of weeks when Barwon Heads are out there against one of either Motawarri, Yamos or Anglesey. Good luck.
No worries. Thanks very much, Tom. Appreciate it.